crazy.
Wauw, dat was hij. Het is het eerste liedje eigenlijk waar het album mee geteased is. Het album moet nog uitkomen in april. Dit is het liedje wat een beetje gebruikt is als teaser van... hey, er komt een nieuwe plaat aan. Dan laten we vast even iets horen. We Are Crazy was het. Een track die je hoorde van Danko Jones. Staat op de nieuwe plaat die eind april uit gaat komen. Het wordt het 9e studioalbum wat Danko Jones uit gaat brengen. De zanger heet Danko Jones, de band ook. Ze zijn met z'n drieën. Ze begonnen in 1996 en er zit naast hem. Nice to have you here, Danko. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Roger.
How
good to be
it?
Here.
Yeah, good. How is it with you?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
I'm happy to talk to you, uh-huh. But I'm also happy because I've been on a press tour for the last week that started on Monday in Paris,
yeah.
And talking to you, this is my final interview of the tour.
Wow, you're not tired?
I am very tired, but I don't know why. Talking to you gave me a boost.
I give you a boost.
Yes.
In our studio, Danko Jones! Is that a good boost?
Kind of like that, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. 9th studio album, you released it in... You released the album in April. There are 11 new songs on the album. The time is 40 minutes. 40 minutes, 11 songs, about 4 minutes per song.
Wow, I didn't even know it was that long. Your guess is as good as mine, but yeah, 3.5 to 4 minutes sounds about right.
Yeah, and what can you tell about the new album? What's the difference between the last album 2 years ago?
Just 11 new hard rock songs. Mm-hmm. We don't try to change the script too much. We take a cue from bands like, you know, Motorhead, the Ramones, AC/DC, Slayer. Mm-hmm. These are bands that kind of found their sound, knew their sound, knew what they were as a band, and continued on with it and didn't try to change the script or anything. And we're kind of following that tradition, but we're doing, you know, our brand of hard rock music. So album to album, it could change if you put it under a microscope and, you know, if you really want to delve into the band. But from afar, 11 new hard rock songs, but definitely, you know, we worked with Garth Richardson as the producer for this album for the first time, and I think a lot of people are hearing Garth's, you know, influence on it, but really it was just, you know, getting into the studio with Garth and trying to nail these songs onto a recording.
Yeah, and is there another sound now? Garth is your producer.
Another sound? I mean, I don't know if it's another sound entirely. It's pretty much basic instrumentation, guitar, bass, drums, vocals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just trying to make those guitars sound pretty cool. The drums sound pretty loud, as always, but I don't know. Maybe that's what makes Garth world-renowned producer. He's able to put his little magic touch on it.
Yeah, the magic touch and then the finishing touch.
Yes.
What's the reason that you work with Garth for this album?
Well, I think a lot of people who like heavy music, hard rock, or even heavy metal or alternative music, whether they've heard his name or not, probably have one or two albums, if not more, in their own record collections. Garth's name was put on the map when he produced the first Rage Against the Machine album.
Uh-huh.
He's since done 3 Biffy Clyro records, Rise Against, Melvins, Jesus Lizard, everyone from, he's worked on albums by Bob Seger, White Lion.
Wow.
And, yeah, just a really wide range, but hard rock music. And you know what? Like when he's just really quick and he knows how to get a performance out of a band and how to get the right tones from a band. And he has a few, you know, when it comes to songwriting and laying down those songs, he had some suggestions that made the songs even better.
Mm. And you're very proud of the results from the new album?
You know, it's a cliche for every band who do, you know, when they have a new album to say, oh, this is our best album.
Mm.
But I do say that, and I've said that for the last 3 albums we've put out. I said it when we put out Fire Music. I said it when we put out Wildcat.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it now with a Rock Supreme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The band starts in 1996, 23 years ago, and the 9th studio album. But there are some compilation albums. It's in totally. It's the twelfth album you are going to release in April. Now you do a promo on the radio for interviews. Can we see Danko Jones in Holland later this year? Before maybe on festivals or anything.
Yeah, we can't release an album out into the world without making a trip to to Holland. It's the reason why I'm here today.
Yeah.
To let Holland know that we're going to release this album. And definitely, whether it's festival seasons this summer, and definitely again in the fall, winter, when we come and headline our own club tour, we'll be making a stop in Holland. Maybe multiple stops even.
Yeah. You were in 2006 in Holland on the Pinkpop Festival. On Wednesday, there is the new lineup from Pinkpop. Maybe this year, Danko Jones on Pinkpop, or
from your lips to God's ears. I would love that. I mean, you know, we've played Pinkpop twice in our history of a band, and both times were very memorable. I have very specific experiences from both times we played, and I only have good memories of Pinkpop. If the people at Pinkpop are listening, yeah, we're down.
No, okay, maybe next year then.
Okay. You're saying is probably not for this year.
Yeah, no, or Jan, maybe Jan Smeets listen to this show and he think, well, Wednesday I tell that Danko Jones on Pinkpop this year.
Okay.
it's a surprise, maybe. Okay. We Are Crazy, it's the first track we play from the new album. It was a tease from the album, but it was not the first single of the album, Danko.
Yeah, I don't know how they're rolling out albums these days, but they're, you know, releasing a lot more songs before an album comes out than they used to. So before the album is out, there's already three songs that, you know, have accompanying videos online to watch, and you can hear the song, and it's available on streaming sites and iTunes and all this kind of stuff. But the official first single to coincide with the album's release is a song called Dance, Dance, Dance.
And we play it now. Rocking and rolling on your radio, Dowd. Danko Jones en Dance, Dance, Dance is de single van het album dat dus uit gaat komen in april. Zijn negende album gaat dat worden en daar doet hij promo voor. En daar is hij druk mee en daarom zit hij bij ons in de studio. Danko, nice to have you here. What a great song, Dance, Dance, Dance. It's a commercial track?
Dankavel, I guess it is. If it's a single, I mean, I don't know. We just write these hard rock songs and just let the chips fall where they may, and how people interpret it is not my job.
Uh-huh. When we play the record, you told me that it's a good track for live shows. The audience think that's a very nice track.
Yeah, as you know, as maybe commercially friendly as it is, playing it live, I think, really goes over well with hard rock audiences. They really dig it. So I'm glad it has that kind of duality to it.
And it's a heavy song to do for you with your voice?
It requires my upper register to be there. So it's a little harder because I like singing in a kind of a deep growl. It's a little easier, especially if you have to sing every night. The first thing that goes on your voice is your upper register. So I need to preserve that if I'm going to sing that song on tour.
Yeah. We have two new tracks we played from the new album. We can expect a very great album when I hear these songs.
Yeah, I think everybody, we've gotten a really good reaction from people who've heard the songs off the new album. But, you know, I got to say, and I don't mean to tease everyone, but my favorite songs off the album haven't even been heard. So it's great. Yeah. I'm really happy by everybody's reaction about these ones. Just wait till you hear the whole record.
Oh, okay. But what's your favorite track of the album?
Wow. That's like a Sophie's Choice, man. but I do like a song called That Girl.
That Girl?
Yeah, I like a song called Fists Up High. Mm-hmm. And I like a song that actually people have heard called Burn in Hell. It was the second song that was released.
Burning Hell.
Yes.
It sounds good. Burning Hell. Okay. Danko, nice to have you here in the show. I'm proud to have you here. I wish you a lot of success. I wish you a very good release, your album, in a couple of weeks, the end of April, the 9th. Then when the album there is, then we play another song on the radio.
Thank you. Yes. Thanks a lot for having me.
And tomorrow you go back to Canada?
Yeah. Actually, I've wrapped up my press tour with this talk of ours. Yes, it's now officially over, and I'm ready to go home. Thank you for... it's nice. This is the perfect interview to end.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Until thank we meet you. Again.
Dank je wel, you say?
I say dank je wel, yes.
Dank je wel, dank je Jones.
Yes.
Dank je wel. Nice to have you here. Thanks a lot. Which song we play at the end of the interview? I have an old track for you.
How about... Could you play Code of the Road for me?
Okay, that's no problem. We play it. And a good trip back to Toronto tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danko.